bless my heart. Thank you. And that last song we sang, "My Faith Looks Up to Thee," that last line, when ends life's transient dream, when death's cold, sullen stream shall o'er me roll. Blessed Savior, listen to this prayer. Blessed Savior, then, when I'm leaving this world, blessed Savior, then in love, fear and distrust remove. Oh, bear me safe above, a ransomed soul. You know, in that day, when it comes our time, and unless the Lord returns, we're all going to go that way, aren't we? We know that. In that day, Lord, bear me up. I can't keep myself. I know that. I pray that the Lord bless the services tonight. I've got some notes here. Turn with me to Romans 1:17. Romans 1:17. I'd like to read the last line of Romans 1:17. The just shall live by faith. As we were coming over a while ago, I was telling Mark and Regina, I just stay right on the edge, knowing I'm going to preach. I feel my heart beating in my throat. And Mark says, if you ever stop feeling like that, just quit. If you ever just feel that this is just another service, I've just got, you know, another message to preach. Who knows? This may be the last time we ever meet together just like this. This may be the last time I ever preach. This may be the last time you ever hear. I don't know. Lord does. But concerning our hearing, may the Lord give us ears to hear, eyes to see. The just, those that have been declared just before God. I got to thinking about this, Larry. What is it going to take for a man to be declared just, justified, righteous before God? What's it going to take? That man's going to have to be just. That man's going to have to be righteous before God. Not pretending. And I know this. There's only one way that a man is going to be just before God. I'm going to develop this, Lord willing, but I'm going to tell you right now what I'm going to preach. For a man or a woman to be just before God, Almighty God is going to have to take that man, that woman, and put them in one that he trusts. He's going to have to put him in the one that he trusts, that he has eternally trusted. He's going to have to put him, her, in his blessed Son. And all that the Son does is charged to that one that is in him's account. Almighty God declares him in Christ justified. The law looks upon that one and says, no charge. No offense. No discrepancies. No deviations. Holy. Holy. The just shall live by faith. That's stated at least, I know, four times in the scriptures. Habakkuk 2:4 says, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. He that is swollen up, puffed up, and presumes upon his eternal security based upon self-ability is not upright. So I know this, the just who live by faith, that living excludes pride. I don't have anything in myself to be proud of. I know just a little bit about myself, and what I know about myself ain't worth talking about. I know that. Galatians 3:11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. The strictness of the law is set forth. James 2:10, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point. Just a thought. Just an intent. Is guilty of all. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I know this. Living by faith excludes my works. I know that. Hebrews 10:38, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. If any man draw back, I know this, living by faith, the faith of God's elect, it endures to the end. I know that. Faith in Christ alone endures. If Almighty God has given a man or woman faith to believe, it's going to endure. Why? Because God's going to keep it. They're kept by the power of God through faith. Now that truth that's set forth, the just shall live by faith. That is the foundational truth of the scriptures. And I pray that tonight, Lord, give us some light on that. Let's just consider for just a few minutes. That last part of that verse, the just shall live by faith. The just. The just. The righteous. Obviously, there is a people that Almighty God has declared justified, just in his sight. But this is what I want to know. How? Job asked this, Job 9:2. How should man be just with God? Well, I know this about what the scriptures has to say. Now, it doesn't matter what man has to say. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, It's wrong. What saith the scriptures? This is what I want to know. What does the Lord have to say about a man or woman's justification before him? What does God have to say about it? Well, listen to this. In the eternal counsel, purpose, will of God, I know this. It can truthfully be said that God's sheep were eternally justified according to God's predestinating grace. Now listen to what the scriptures say. We've read these scriptures so many times, but isn't it refreshing? Just let me hear it again. That's what I said this morning. Tell me one more time what the Lord has to say about a man being just before God. According as he, the Father, hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame. Now listen, before him, before God, not before men, but before God, chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before God in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Almighty God, who changeth not. Do you know what that means? It means God doesn't change. It means God has never changed. God, who is eternal, has never changed. Does he see his people in Christ right now justified? The answer is yes. Then how long has he seen them justified in Christ? I'm talking about he who changeth not, who never has changed. How long has he looked upon them in his Son, holy and without blame, before him in love? In Christ, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. Boy, how often we need to be reminded of that, don't we? You say, I know it. I know you know it. I know it too. Tell me again. Tell me again. Because I got an old man that wants to argue about that. I got an old man living in me that wants to refute that. And I know that it's so. That it is not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. All that God Almighty has ever done for his people has been in Christ, the one who I just said a moment ago, whom the Father first trusted. I trust him. I trust him. He's the only one I trust. And being found in the one that Almighty God trusts is my haven of rest, my city of refuge. So I know this concerning being justified before God according to God's everlasting purpose, will, counsel in his blessed Son. He has forever looked upon his people holy and without blame before him in love. Listen to this secondly. The scriptures declare that God's people were justified at Calvary. through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:8-9. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. All that was required for the justification of God's sheep was accomplished at Calvary by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And on that account, God raised us, raised him and us in him from the dead for or because of our justification. The Lord Jesus Christ died physically in time. I know that. And in that death, justified all that the Father had given him in electing grace. What about the Old Testament saints? All that the Father had given him in electing grace. You remember just Lot, that righteous man. He was one of the Old Testament saints. God declared him to be just. The Father has justified his people in his Son by his shed blood that he saw from the foundation of the world. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, that is the beast, whose names were not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And then there's an effect and an evidence of this blessed state. Almighty God has eternally looked upon his children in Christ. Just. When the Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life for the sheep, God Almighty had justified his people. But that death was seen and beheld before the foundation of the world. Well, what's the evidence? What's the evidence of that blessed state? The scripture says, Romans 3:28, God's people are justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Now, if God's people were justified because of their faith, that faith, if they were justified because of their faith, that'd be a work on their part. And again, Romans 3:20 says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. A man, a woman, they're not justified because of their faith, but by God-given faith, the vessels of God's mercy, evidence what Almighty God has done for them by grace. They evidence what the Lord has done, and they believe God. They believe what God Almighty has done. He has justly dealt with them in a substitute. He has justified them freely by his grace. And by faith, they believe that. Listen to Galatians 2:16. You've heard this scripture. Your blessed pastor has preached this so many times. But listen to this again. Paul says it's safe that we hear. He says, not grievous that I repeat, say the same things for you, but you it's safe. Let me tell you something that's safe for us to hear. Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. What does the law demand? for justification. What does the law demand? Absolute, perfect, holy obedience. That's what we just read. The slightest departure, one offense, we're guilty of all of it. So knowing that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, I'm going to tell us one more time, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. What are the deeds of the law? Anything that you think you can do or need to do to be justified before God. By the deeds of the law. But here is the revelation of the glorious gospel of God. A man is justified by the faith, the faithfulness of Christ. Of the Lord Jesus Christ as the surety and the representative of God's sheep. He alone has pleased God. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. You hear him. The Lord Jesus obeyed the law of God and suffered the totality of the debt incurred by his people's disobedience. Justified by the faith of Christ means by virtue of our union in him. What he did, we did. What he suffered, we suffered. When he died, we died. When he rose, we rose. When he ascended, we ascended. You say, I don't understand all that. I don't understand it all either, but I believe it. This is exactly God's revelation of how a man is justified by virtue of his union in Christ and with Christ. And as the Father is well pleased with the Son, I can tell you this, all in the Son, the Father's well pleased. All the glory and the honor and the praise for our justification before God, all the honor, the glory, the praise for it is due him by the faith of Jesus Christ. Here's the answer of a man being found virtuous, pure, and right, justified before God. As I said, it just amazes me just to think that the law of God would see no deviation. In Christ, there's no deviation. There's no missing the mark. Justified before God. How can that be? Chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Redeemed by him, by his precious blood. Robed in his righteousness. Given faith to believe him and trust him. Faith that I didn't have. It's given unto you to believe. Almighty God grants faith. And I have no confidence in my flesh. I stand complete in him. If I know him, if I'm in him, if I'm found in him, in Christ, I'm just before God. Was that blessed state because God saw some good in me before? Absolutely not. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They're all gone aside. They're all together become filthy. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. There was no merit in any vessel of God's mercy in themselves. Romans 3:24 says, being justified, that is being declared just and pronounced righteous. Being justified freely without a cause in the recipient of God's mercy. Being justified freely by his grace, by His favor, His pleasure, His benefit, through the redemption. I looked at here's one of the definitions. Liberation procured by the payment of a ransom. Liberated by the payment of the ransom. I found a ransom. Eternally found a ransom. Justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. This is good news. How did we find out about it? How was God pleased to reveal this truth to the objects, to the vessels of His mercy? How? The Apostle Paul says, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein, he said, I'm not ashamed to preach the gospel to you. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. You know, I've tried to read what that from faith to faith actually means. And there's a lot of different thoughts from one degree of faith to another. And I'm not, you know. Robert Hawker wrote something that I thought was very, very good and interesting. It says, from faith to faith, he said, by faith, a believer knows that the imputed righteousness of Christ was not obtained by or imputed because of his own faith. I thought, I believe that. By faith, a believer knows it wasn't by my faith. By faith, I know that it was by the faith of Jesus Christ. I believe that. So the Apostle Paul declared, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because in the gospel, therein, there's the revelation of a righteousness that God gives and approves. Why? It's the righteousness of God. So for a man to be just before God, God's going to have to justify him. No man's got that ability. No man's going to meet the requirement of justification before God. What is the requirement? Listen to Micah 6:8. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee? Now, you know what? I want to hear, what does God require of me? For a man to be just before God, here's what he's going to have to do. To do justly. I looked it up. You know what it means? It means to do righteously. This is what God requires for justification. And to love mercy. And to walk humbly with thy God. That's the requirement. Oh my, what a requirement. What does God require of thee? Is there a man born in Adam that can fulfill these requirements for justification before God? Robert Hawker wrote this other thing. I thought it was good. I'm going to read it to you. He said, you and I shall indeed do justly with our God if we confess that in ourselves. Now here's doing justly. This is the right thing right here. This is right. He said, we shall indeed do justly with our God if we confess that in ourselves by reason of sin we justly deserve His wrath and indignation, having broken all His righteous laws. He said, we'll do right if we confess. Lord, in myself, I deserve wrath. He said, we shall indeed love mercy. A man that rightly confesses himself. I see in me there dwells no good thing. I know that. But oh, if there's mercy to be found for me, if I might be found to love mercy, that is, if the Lord Jesus Christ be the mercy that we love, who is himself, according to Luke 1:72, God's mercy. We shall indeed walk humbly with our God, while from a daily sense of sin and from feeling the workings of corruption within, we walk as those who in the moment they seek mercy constantly acknowledge their own undeservings of it. I am what I am by the grace of God. In myself, I know something of what I am, but that Almighty God would have mercy upon me. How thankful I am that God give me a heart to love His mercy and to walk humbly before Him in thankfulness for what God has been pleased to do. Yes, the just. There are some that God Almighty has justified freely by His grace. And what are they going to do? And I'm going to finish up. These last two points are going to be fast. What are they going to do? Well, the scripture says they shall live. Almighty God, by His grace and mercy, has given them life, eternal life. And they're in this world, a world that they are not of. They're in the world, not of the world. But they're going to live. They shall live in this life. They shall live sustained, maintained, and comforted, led, directed, guided, safe. A life of communion with the Lord. A life of peace and joy according to the good pleasure of God. These objects of God's mercy are those, they weren't born spiritually alive. They know that. Listen to Ephesians 2:1. And you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Those who in time past walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Oh, but when it pleased God, separated me from my mother's womb, called me by His grace. When God Almighty was pleased to put them under the sound of the gospel. Do we realize tonight the mercy of God that would allow us to have a place to hear the gospel? That you can get in a car in just a few minutes, be somewhere where the Lord's raised up the candlestick of life, sent you a pastor. How marvelous is God's grace. That message Paul said, I'm not ashamed of. When it pleased God, He came to him in power. He gave him a new heart. Gave him a new spirit. Took away that stony heart. Gave him a heart of flesh. Granted him faith to believe. And taught him. By faith, they believe that God saved them by grace. Through faith. And it was not of themselves. And then lastly, that last part of that verse says this. The just shall live by faith. According to the regenerating grace of God, we began a life of faith, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. He's eternally loved His people. But we were born children of wrath. That is, children of wrath toward Him. We were enemies in our minds. Not in His, but in ours. And there was a point in time when Almighty God was pleased to call his people out of darkness. And they began, as I said this morning, just like Saul of Tarsus, there was a day. Saul of Tarsus was eternally a vessel of God's mercy. Almighty God eternally loved him. But I tell you this, Saul of Tarsus didn't always love the Lord. But there was a day when God Almighty came to him in power and stopped him. And that day began a life of faith for Paul. And we continue according to God's good pleasure in the faith. Listen to this. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you've heard, by which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. God's people began at a point in time, regenerated by the grace of God, and they continue kept by the power of God. And I tell you what, by the grace of God, is going to be the end of it. By God's grace, they're going to die in the faith, justified, having received eternal life, and they're never going to perish. No man's going to pluck them out of God's hands. They're going to die believing God right up to that moment that they leave this world. They're going to die in the faith, doing what? Believing that they were not justified. This is what they're going to die believing. They're going to die believing that they were not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. You know, can I have any hope of knowing something about this for myself? Yes, you can. Listen to this scripture. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. The reason that he believed on the Son. Believed what? Believed that he was not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. He that believeth on the Son, he was already alive. Or he'd have never believed that. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ is the evidence that by faith a man believes that salvation is of the Lord. The just shall live by faith. May the Lord bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake.